This is Tamara with the WGXC News for Sunday, August 16th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Kate Kojedinski in the Register Star reports on who the Republican and Democratic parties nominated for Town of Kinderhook elections in November. July 11th, the Kinderhook Republican Caucus nominated current Kinderhook Supervisor and Chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, Patrick Grattan, for a fourth term in office. And incumbent town board members Deb Simon-Meiser and Tim Ohms and town clerk Kim Pinkowski put forth, along with Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chazak. On July 25th, Democrats nominated Matthew Nelson for town supervisor, Marcia Anderson and Jeffrey Olet for the town board. Pinkowski was nominated also by the Democrats, along with tax collector Deidre Curtis and town justice David A. Delahunt, also received Democrat nominations. Attendees also endorsed Kinderhook resident Kim Golden for county district attorney. Read the full story in the Register Star. Brendan J. Lyons in the Albany Times-Union reports that a state appeals court increased the financial damages Rensselaer County must pay to a former female jail sergeant, a sexual harassment victim by a group of male officers at the facility. Former Sergeant Laura Abbott Seabury gets $3 million, including a lump sum of up to $1.46 million from Rensselaer County for the state pension she would have received if she had stayed on the job, plus $580,000 in lost wages. A clique of jail officers known as the Boys Club harassed her, and sheriff's officials at the jail engaged in, quote, deliberate inaction, unquote, about the harassment, court previously ruled. Seabury left her job on disability in 2010 and was under the care of a doctor for serious emotional trauma and depression and eventually got a job at Walmart. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is Sunday, August 16th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 85 and a low around 65. Monday should be sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 65, and Tuesday there's a 40% chance of rain with a high near 88. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.